Okay, thank you for your introduction. I'm Thosanath Ratanakar from Land Development Department, Ministry of Agricultural and Cooperative Thailand. Today I would like to introduce about the land use and land use chain and land suitability about cash crop in Thailand. Thailand is known as an agricultural country. We export most of agricultural products, especially rice. And Thailand is known as a rice bowl of Asia. However, now we're facing with industrialization and urbanization, and especially the province that's nearby capital city, Bangkok. For example, in Phajimburi province, Phajimburi province is a small province. It has total area just only 4,000 million hectares. However, it lists of forest. It has about national parks. And many tourists go to there and make a vacation also. And in addition, Phajimburi province is a high product about high quality of rice and food. However, the Phajimburi province is facing industrialization also because it's nearby the capital city and nearby the port of Gulf of Asia, and good transportation, and nearby Cambodia that it can have many workers for industrial. For land use classification in Thailand, we use mostly Landsat observation. The observation by use Landsat because we can use combination of band layer 5, 6, 4 in the red, green, blue to identify the stuff on the land. For example, we can see red color for forest and some pink for sugarcane or some light orange for cassava, something like that. So the objective of this study is to monitor the land utilization in Phajimburi province and the chain detection in 10 years of Phajimburi province, and to average the present land use to the land potential of the Phajimburi province. For example, soil irrigation and land suitability. For the working process, we classify the land use map in 2016 and use the database that we have in 2016 and 2013 already. We use land use classification by use mostly Landsat 8 and use autophoto that we take in 2003 and the autophoto of Thailand, and we use a ground check also, and then we use a land use chain evaluation by use the land use map in 2006 and 2013, and then we use a analysis land potential evaluation by use soil map, irrigation map, and land suitability map to overlay on land use map in 2016. The results show that most of land in Phajimburi province is agricultural land and forest, and we can see the trend. There are some building up land is increasing, and water body also is increased, and we can see agricultural land and forest is decreased. Most agricultural land that change, we see some cash crop like sugarcane, and some para rubber plantation and oil palm is increased, and aquaculture also because this province is a low, by a lower land, something like that. However, we found that paddy field rice is decreasing, and cassava also, and fruit crop also, because Phajiburi province is well known in for the fruit crop. Is it maybe it's serious for this province because it's decreasing. For the potential that we see on the soil, most of soil in Thailand, we classify the soil into 62 groups, and 1 to 25 is lowland soil type, and 26 to 56 is highland soil type. So we can see that rice paddy field is located in the lower land, so it's not maybe not impact by water deficiency, but we found that some soil group is acidic group soil group, for example 6 and 2, something like that. So we have to study about the effect of the soil group to rice growing also. And for sugarcane, we found that mostly is in on the upland soil that's suitable for field crop. However, we see that the 62 soil group is the slope compact, that high erosion, that it may be not suitable for sugarcane because it highly erosion. So we may use this land cheap to plant the forest or some perennial crop like a tree crop, something like that. And for cassava also, it grow on suitable soil already, but it have on the 62 soil group also. For the irrigation, we see that mostly is paddy field and aquaculture land, so it may be not affected by water deficiency, but in the dry season or summer season, many farmers use plant off-season rice, so it may be affected because rice use a lot of water for plantation. So the government may have to focus on this. Furthermore, we found that about 6-8% is urban area and built up land, so we have to control this land because it may be used water to another purpose. And for land use suitability, we found that most rice is on high suitability and intermediate already. And we found that on the abandoned paddy field have some high and intermediate suitability also. So we have to convince them to go back, go rice back again for in this area. And some about 25% is in row or non-suitable for rice. So we may advise them to change to another crop that more suitable than rice. For sugarcane, we see about 80% is low or non-suitable for sugarcane. It may be this area is land fat, so not have enough water for growing sugarcane. But most farmers are growing sugarcane in 2016. In cassava also about 70% growing the cassava on in low land and non-suitable. For parable, we see that about 40% is on high land and or intermediate suitable, and about 54% is on lower or non-suitable. And we can see that some is in forest. So we maybe use the law to force them to return this land for the forest again. So the summary of this study, we found that forest and agricultural is continuously decreased, especially rice and orchards. So it may be impact on food security, both in Thailand and for the other country that we export the agricultural product to. And however, some economic crop is increased, such as sugarcane. It may be sugarcane can use for biodiesel or something like that. And palm rubber tea is increased also, and oil palm is increased also. And eucalyptus also, because in Bajimuri have a lot of factory that they use the wood from eucalyptus. And some economic crop will go on non-suitable soil or non-suitable land. So the government have to focus on this land and help them by for the working plan. We will the officer, the government officer and farmer will advise to concern about improper of land use currently and change from the land that's non-suitable to another agricultural activity. And okay, thank you.
Any questions for our speaker?
Yes, you have quite a high amount of land and crops that are unsuitable. So how confident are you that your suitability ratings are accurate? Because if you're saying, you said in the end you want to take farmers off that land or refer to another land use, but if your grading system isn't, is it accurate, then that would be a problem.
For the land suitability, we use about 10 factors, like water or some soil property, something like that. And for this map, is about 25,000 meter resolution, and it may be not accuracy, but when we work, we will modify on the land, like 4,000 meter map resolution for you to, for painting again.
Is that how y'all are increasing your accuracy, taking your soil and field and determining your boundaries?
Yes, because the land set is 30 meter by 30 meter resolution, but for our classification, we use high interpretation and use high resolution of a satellite like Google or something like that to classify, and we use manual digitized and go to the couch for the checking also. So I think it may be accuracy about land use map. Yep.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.